power company wants your roof. This is the Environment Report. I'm Lester Graham. Some power companies want to invest in solar panels on the rooftops of their customers. Julie Grant has been talking with a utility that's launching the biggest project in the nation.
That's right. Duke Energy plans to rent 425 rooftops from homeowners and businesses in North Carolina. The company's going to install and maintain the solar panels. I spoke with Dave Scanzoni. He's a spokesman for Duke. He says a solar project like this could contribute electricity to the grid in just a year or two.
Instead of a big main baseload power plant that we traditionally think of, we have several hundred small little power plants, and it's a different way to generate electricity closer to the customer.
Who's going to pay for this?
Well, the money to pay for it will come from ratepayers. If it's approved by regulators, it'll cost about 8 cents a month.
Okay, thanks, Julie.
Thanks, Lester.
This is the Environment Report. Millions of Americans are struggling to pay their heating bills this winter. Rebecca Williams has been looking at this, and you found having your heat shut off can cause a lot of problems, including getting evicted and even worse.
Yeah. A lot of people are worried about paying for heat. I talked with a woman named Demetria Salinas. She has three kids. Money is tight, and she's worried about getting through the winter.
I'm kind of nervous because, I mean, what if we don't have enough to pay the bills? Then what do?
She says she tries to save on heat by putting extra sweaters on her kids and turning the furnace off.
Put the gas on for a little bit and then turn it off. And when it gets a little bit colder, put it back on. But it does definitely mean layering up, even in the house.
Many parents are in these impossible situations. The National Energy Assistance Directors Association has found low-income people often have to choose between paying their heating bills and feeding their children. Phil Thompson works for Capital Area Community Services in Lansing, Michigan. His agency helps people pay their bills and talks with utility companies to buy people more time. He says usually utilities won't shut heat off in the coldest days of winter.
Most utility companies are sympathetic to the situation of not having heat in the wintertime. They're going to do everything they can to keep that from happening.
But it still happens sometimes. In some states, if the heat is shut off even for just a little while, you can be evicted.
In some cases where there's small children, it's very possible that Child Protective Services would get involved and remove the kids from the household when there's no utilities.
That's right. The state can take kids away if the utilities are shut off. We talked with foster care workers in several states, and they all said that this is rare. Usually it only happens if something else is wrong. Andrea Yocum is an investigator with Child Protective Services north of Detroit. She says sometimes it's just not the family's fault.
I have had families that were evicted as a result of their landlord not paying bills and utilities turned off the same.
If families are evicted, it can be temporary, maybe just a couple days until the heat's back on. But for families living in poverty, having the heat turned off again can happen as soon as the next bill is late.
Now, Reb, I thought Congress doubled the amount of funding this year to help low-income people pay for heat.
You know, they did, and that's helping. But winter is just beginning, and already states are finding a lot more people coming to ask for help with their heating bills than in the past.
Okay. Thanks for the story, Rebecca.
Yeah, it was a hard one to cover.
That's the Environment Report. I'm Lester Graham.
Support comes from the Joyce Foundation and the USDA's Cooperative Extension Service. Help us spread the word. Tell your friends to come check us out at environmentreport.org. The Environment Report comes from the University of Michigan.